Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
Dollar keeps dipping.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. So today, the dollar fell to its lowest rate against the yen for the first time in 3 years. And for a time, it hit a record low against the euro. All this has the chief executive of Airbus worried. In a speech on Thursday, he said the dollar's dip was life-threatening and beyond the pain barrier. Later, other Airbus employees denied the weak dollar is threatening the company's survival. The race for prime minister in Australia is reaching a fevered pitch. Voters there go to the polls tomorrow, but investors are more focused on what's happening in the U.S. Eleanor Bell reports.
John Howard has been Australia's prime minister since 1996. He's presided over a booming economy, given high demand for natural resources from China and India. Even with the economy in his favour, polls indicate Howard could face defeat in this weekend's national elections. But the expected change in government has not upset the Australian stock market. This is ANZ Bank chief economist Saul Eslake.
Market's focus has very much been on the same developments that markets in other parts of the world are looking at. That is the subprime mortgage market crisis, the write-downs of losses by banks, and the impact of all of this on Federal Reserve policy and the outlook for the US economy.
The US credit crunch could severely impact Australia's key trade partners. Asian countries account for 7 of Australia's 10 largest export markets. In Sydney, Australia, I'm Eleanor Bell for Marketplace.
Depending on your point of view, today is Buy Nothing Day, a day to avoid stores at any cost. Or you might think this is a day to jump right in and spend. To indulge you, Walmart opened up at 5 a.m. this morning, JCPenney at 4. Then again, you might be done already. CompUSA lets you in the doors at midnight. If you're in the market for some clothing, Cash Peters has something that might make your trip more successful, a social networking site for fashion.
It's so simple, this fashion website idea. Sasha Kagan.
We are a new community where trendsetters are sharing pictures of their outfits.
Why would anybody be motivated to put their look online?
Well, there's all these people who
have no life.
Allegedly. The aim of Style Mob is to make you look not as dull as you do now. I mean, no offense, by inviting their members, or style mobsters, to vote on your outfit.
You can post a picture of yourself on the Style Council and ask people, do you think this goes, or...
What I want to do, I want to accessorize.
Right, that's a perfect question. How can I add some spice and liven it up?
Can we do that then?
We can.
And we did. It's amazing. After only a month, Style Mob has 10,000 members. Take Mia Kirshner, for example. She's hooked.
If I ever find myself unable to sleep at night or whatever, I'm bored, I like to go vote on people's outfits, so...
Kids, they're so crazy. Anyway, I asked around the Style Mob office for an opinion on my snazzy public radio sweater, Natasha Takimoto. Yeah, that was pretty much what everyone said. So straight away, Sasha designated me a fashion emergency, which, oh sure, it crushed my self-esteem, but it got me my own page on the website.
So what's your username?
What should I use? Sparkle Kitty.
There we go.
And that was it. Within minutes, this being an emergency, people rushed to tell me how to jazz up my sweater. Suggestions included a tweed flat cap, soccer shoes, oh, and how about adding a scarf for flair? By the way, if you should want to write back telling them their advice is complete rubbish, you can't.
You can give someone feedback, but please do it in a friendly, helpful way. So no, you can't just tell someone you're complete rubbish.
Oh, the site may not...
Sorry!
The site may not be for me.
But it may be for you. So if you dress lame and you think it's holding you back, well, give these guys a try. I know it worked for me. In San Francisco, I'm Sparkle Kitty for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by the American Academy of Family Physicians. Personal preventive care for better patient health and reduced costs for business. AAFP.org/value.
For the kid who literally has everything, here's something he really needs. Lenora Chu explains.
When Riley's mom dropped him off at the Hotel Bel Air last Saturday, he was fidgeting with his tie. 4 hours later, he moved smoothly from his cocktail fork to his champagne flute.
I would like to toast to Miss Steele for teaching us about politeness and different cultures and making this manners class so fun for us.
In this classroom, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Diane Deal and Lisa Gache run the etiquette school Beverly Hills Manners. They teach kids as young as five everything from how to write a thank you note to the difference between a fish knife and a butter knife. And according to Gache, the holiday season is their busiest time of year.
Parents, you know, almost like to put their children on display, and they like to sort of, when they go to a party, show their friends and family how well-mannered their children are.
First topic in class, receiving a gift. Gache tells the kids it's okay to tell a little white lie when they get a present they hate.
The ultimate goal we want to tell them is to make grandma feel, you know, like she did the best thing, you know, she did the best job, she got you exactly what she wanted by saying thank you.
Greetings are also important. Gache teaches the kids to accept Aunt Martha's sloppy wet kisses with a smile, always get up to welcome their parents' friends, and whether dad's in the shower or overseas on business, if the phone rings, he's simply unavailable. Mateo and Scotty pair up to practice.
Hello. I'm calling for your father.
And what would he say first before that? He needs to identify who he is, okay?
Mateo.
My father is unavailable. May I please take him a message?
Okay.
And every session ends with a five-course meal. Edibles and etiquette for $125. In Beverly Hills, that's a bargain. From Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And I'm Lisa Napoli. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.